This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I mean, I really want to know, and I suspect you are because you're listening to the radio show, and I really do appreciate your listenership as we all venture out and journey on through the miasma of the socialist invention. You have to admit it. That the socialists, they are really, really, well, they're trying hard. The problem is they have Donald J. Trump as the stumbling block. Now, I don't know about you, but I would not want such a stumbling block as Donald J. Trump. Would you? Think about it. I mean, if you really think about it, it's something that you just really would not want to have happen. Is somebody like a Donald J. Trump pop up in the middle of the surprise? And the surprise being United Nations Agenda 21, when these totalitarian socialists want to take over the world and their plan is running amok. And it started well before 1992, but that is the pivotal point because you have Nancy Pelosi. It introduces the soft law into hard law in the United States. That's really, I'm cutting through some things. And that soft law, hard law business is a big, long explanation as to how Agenda 21 Radio, or excuse me, how United Nations Agenda 21 came about. Now, this is something that's totally understood by the soft law to hard law people. That's why you needed Nancy Pelosi to introduce House Calling Resolution 353, 1992, October, which brought us this grand totalitarian plan. They just laid it out. Let's make a plan. And let's let everybody know what the plan is, and we'll get buy-in to the plan, and by golly, we'll get socialism, totalitarianism on the march. Well, guess what? Here it is, March, and they're marching into oblivion, they being the socialists. Why? Because Shazam, Donald J. Trump shows up. And after CPAC, I think you can probably start to see the dividing line between good and evil. Socialism, evil. American-style capitalism, good. Free market capitalism has brought to this world more than totalitarianism could have ever brought. And the totalitarians are not happy. They're not a happy camper. Adam Schiff, 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 Schiff. Just to mention a few. And now there's Nadler. And out in California, there's Scott Wiener. There's a Wiener out here. I'm telling you. You better watch out. He's the one who wants to bring pedophilia to the world. It's okay. Pedophiles need love too, right? They need boy love, yes. Pedophiles do. So it's okay in this guy's mind. Of course, that's absolutely ridiculous, isn't it? But this is the ridiculousness that comes out of San Francisco. The perversity of it all, right? That to think that you could foist upon the world through the California State Senate pedophilia, norm it, right? Norm, make it normal. It's all normal. It's all good in the hood. Right, right. Scott Wiener. Now, in San Francisco, you got Scott Wiener, who says we're all lying. All of us are all lying about the bill that he introduced about pedophilia. Making it normal. Norming it down. North American Man Boy Love Association. That would be Scott Wiener. I mean, pedophiles need love too, right? I'm not even going to get into the weeds on that one, but I'm just telling you. This is the perversity that the United Nations Agenda 21 folks have brought to our doorstep. And people are picking up the socialist mantra from this in our nation. This is why we have to stop it. We have to, listen, I'm going to pound this drum as we've done on this show since 2011. This is pure evil. You see these signs that says Agenda 21, pure evil. That's true. But, you know, our show is a little bit more optimistic. We are about America's agenda for the 21st century. That's what we've always been set up as. Because we know that we can drive the agenda in the 21st century. And now look what's happened. Donald Trump is driving the agenda of the 21st century. And it is a complete smackdown of what the United Nations Agenda 21 has been all about. It's a complete smackdown of the Nancy Pelosi's of the world. See, she's significant. Don't discount Nancy Pelosi and her influence. Remember, she's a San Francisco treat, just like Scott Wiener. Let's not forget that. She's one of the big four families of California. Nancy Pelosi. Now, I don't know if she's a cousin to... if her nephew is Scott Wiener. We do know that her nephew is Gavin Newsom. By the way, if you're into California politics, have we heard anything from Gavin Newsom lately since he got smacked down, B-slapped, by President Donald J. Trump about the $3 billion? Inquiring minds want to know. Have we heard from the guy? Now remember, he's an introvert. This is what people say. He doesn't like to be in public. Doesn't like people looking at him or his family or his children. Now, children are off limits, clearly. Clearly. We get that. But you would think a guy who is the governor of the great state of California, it's stained. It's got the blue dress stain thing going on. You would think he'd be out and proud, right? He'd be out. He'd just be in public. He'd rail in this sort of... And, of course, he doesn't. And the evidence of that... Now, this may come as a surprise, not to our listeners, but I just want to bring this point home about Gavin Newsom. Newsom. Threesome. Foursome. Fivesome. Yeah. Anyway, Newsom didn't invite the public to his inauguration. It was private. It was a private affair. They couched it. They celebrated. Oh, it's open to the public. It was the people's inauguration, it said. Signs everywhere. Those signs were ubiquitous. So therefore, it was, right? Talk about a Potemkin village. That was Sacramento on Inauguration Day. That was Sacramento on Inauguration Day. Did you know that? Of course you did. You knew that. Sacramento on Inauguration Day. Now, I find it very, very interesting, Sacramento on Inauguration Day. The tent only, for people with tickets only. And guess what? No public for you. That's right. His inauguration was completely off limits to the public. No public was allowed in to see it. It was outside. They even sold it that way. They said, look, the great inauguration, the people's inauguration for Gavin Newsom, for all the people to see. Really? Not so much. The public was not invited to that tent. The public was not invited into the tent. The public was excluded because, you see, no inauguration for you to see. That's the way they looked at it. Because Gavin Newsom, he didn't quite like the limelight. He doesn't like people looking at them. He's afraid of the public. Absolutely afraid of the public. Isn't that a problem? Don't you think that's kind of a problem, to be afraid of the public? Gavin Newsom, Lucy. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21. No fear. No fear of the public, ladies and gentlemen, not on this show. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. Finally, somebody's grown a pair and stepped up against California. In California. From California. And now, let this be a lesson to the rest of the nation. Hopefully, it will be. And it'll stand strong. Now, I have been railing. You've heard me rail about this. about the deserts of California and Nevada and the deserts of Arizona, the Southwest Desert. Now, they are an enormous natural resource. Natural resource. And if you know anything about the desert, I lived in the desert for years, tramped around the desert, wasn't a desert rat. No. Didn't get into rat behavior. No rat behavior in the desert. And by the way, nothing against desert rats. You're wonderful people. And you care about the environment, I might add. And you are ubiquitous in the desert. Now, this is the thing. That's a compliment, by the way. The San Bernardino Desert, the Mojave Desert, is a desert. Shocking. Not much grows out there. Not much lives out there. That is not true, what I just said. It's a very, very, very unique ecosystem. Like I said, I've been all around the deserts out there. I've hiked, I've camped out, built tanks for sheep, spent weekends out there. I get it. Skied, four-wheeled, did all the things you do in the desert to enjoy the desert, but also to preserve it. You know, I'm a biologist. I taught biological sciences in the high desert. Worked with snakes. Some of the deadliest pit vipers in the world live in the Mojave Desert. It's their home. Now, there has been a lot of people that have moved to the desert. I get it. Gone up I-15 and the Hesperia, Victorville, that whole area up there. I get it. The high desert has exploded with population. And within confined areas. And the county of San Bernardino has not necessarily been as strong as it could be. And it's the largest county in the nation, ladies and gentlemen. But one of the things that absolutely drove me nuts was on a couple of flights that I took from, actually diverted flights from Sacramento to L.A. to Las Vegas. And then on to places like Memphis and New York and places like that. So I had to be diverted sometimes. And one of the things really caught me about 3 or 4 years ago is I flew over the desert. The plane was following Interstate 15 from Los Angeles to Vegas. I was stunned. I was shocked. I was angered by the amount of solar panels that had covered the desert floor. Miles and miles of solar panels that had covered the desert floor. It was shocking because what that meant was you destroyed miles and miles and miles of literally pristine desert floor. Now, if you are an environmentalist or a biologist, you get that right away. That's like taking and having five different Hiroshimas go off in the ocean, the Pacific Ocean, let's say. Just drop the nuclear bombs out there and pollute it with radio. Oh, I'm sorry. What happened just recently with the tidal wave in Japan? That's what I'm talking about. It's that kind of destruction that has happened out there. And why? So that we can all be green. And, of course, we do know, if you figure out how much electricity is yielded off of these solar panels, it's like nothing. Why? Because you generate the electricity and you got to transport it through wires. There's a lot of efficiency of electrons that are lost. But the other thing is, guess what? In order to gain maximum efficiency from those solar panels, they have to be clean. And the last time I checked, one of the things that's always consistent about the desert at 3 p.m. in the afternoon is the wind does blow. And guess what? When the wind does blow, dust does accumulate on the solar panels. So the efficiency of those panels drops drastically. And, of course, the pollutants that are generated from magnets and things like that. Because you got to use the rare earth elements. By the way, the only existing rare earth element mine is in outside of Baker, which is right there in the Mojave Desert. Just a thought for you. But, you know, when you do mine rare earth elements, you do get a lot of uranium and radioactive waste. Oh, that's why it's, well, and the Chinese want it. The only other active one in the world, which you get a lot of pollution where they really don't care, of course, is China. just some things. But this is what happened. It says California's Green Energy Central Planners. Central Planners. I love this. This is by Bonica Showalter, American thinker. It says, deserts are always favorite dumping grounds for leftists in their pricey green schemes, as any residents of Palm Springs fighting headaches under their constant whirring, humming sound of wind turbines can tell you. Yeah, the wind turbines right outside of Palm Springs. Some of them, a couple of years ago, driving down the highway, I think it's 10 there, driving down the highway to Palm Springs, through Palm Springs, and I noticed all these windmills, all these wind turbines out there, and one of them was on fire. It was just blazing from the top. Of course, the gears and everything malfunctioned, and they catch fire. And, of course, a lot of other ones weren't even working, and it was windy. That's because they were broken down. They don't work. So the desert dwellers of Palm Springs say they're fighting headaches under the constant whirring, humming sound of wind turbines can tell you, but now nowhere was the urge greater to dump on the desert bigger than against the large, sparsely populated San Bernardino County, where state planners decided that 1 million acres in that county to be devoted to glassy solar panel farms would be great for California fulfilling its green energy goals. Trust me, when new California comes on, we're ripping those bad boys out. I'm just telling you. Because they are worthless. They've raped the land, the central planners. The communist central planners in Sacramento. Much to their surprise, the county, by a 4-1 vote, said no. According to National Wind Watch, California's largest county has banned the construction of large solar and wind farms on more than 1 million acres of private land, bending to the will of residents who say they don't want renewable energy projects industrializing their rural desert communities northeast of Los Angeles. This gives you the defining moment, ladies and gentlemen, right out of San Bernardino. Finally, the people have spoken through their county supervisors, and good for the county supervisors. 4-1 said, no, nine, yet, nada. Not happening here. Thank you, San Bernardino County. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The rape can stop. Central planners, this is the, I love the statement here by Monica Showalter. California's green energy. Central planners, that of course is alluding to the communist in the Capitol, the dome, right there next to it, with the Queen Isabella thing, you know, under the dome, reference to the colonization of America by Cristobal Colón. Says it puts a clamp on the state's big plans to bring the greenest state of all by 2045. This is what it gums up, it says. State lawmakers passed a bill last year requiring utility companies to get 60% of their electricity from renewable energies by 2030 and 100% from climate-friendly sources by 2045. Guess what? They aren't going to get there. And there's other problems, too. New California.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
You know, isn't it about time everybody starts to step up if you are an elected official? Which is exactly what they did in San Bernardino. San Bernardino. I'm really proud of them. I'm really proud of San Bernardino. I think it's awesome what they did. They stepped up and said, goodbye. Goodbye to central planning. I like the way they use that. Yeah, we got to use that all the time now. The central planners of California. The communist central planners of California. The wieners. We call them wieners. This is epic. Scott Wiener. I think his name is Richard Scott Wiener. He's the senator from San Francisco. He's a San Francisco treat, much like, of course, Nancy Pelosi. All the San Francisco treats seem to be dominating California, aren't they? I mean, and the world, right? Take a look at Nancy Fancy Pants. Well, Fancy Panties. Right? Look at her. What could possibly go wrong with all these San Francisco treats? How come San Francisco... It's San Francisco. What is wrong with the illness out there? Did I say illness? Well, you know what I mean. There's something wrong with that picture, isn't there? Just a little bit. So you got Diane. This is all from Kamala Harris, Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, Richard Scott Wiener, and let's see, who else? That's not Adam Schiff. No, it's not Adam Schiff. The other guy. There's a couple of other guys. There was a whole slew of them from there. Especially if you get into, Bonta. I mean, you got all these other, central planners. Central planners say, let's use up that land. Right. So what could possibly go wrong when you have... Did we talk about Babs, Barbara Boxer. She was a San Francisco treat. So, what could possibly go wrong with that? See what I'm saying? What could possibly go wrong with that? Well, we had this little thing the other day called the four families that run California. Now, let's take a look at the four families that run California. Oh, no. The Newsoms, the Browns, the Pelosis, and the Gettys. What could possibly go... Pelosi, Getty, Newsom... Gavin Newsom, yes. He used to be the mayor, much like, I think, Dianne Feinstein. Wasn't she the mayor of San Francisco? I think she was. And she's pistol packing. I don't know if you know that or not. She's pistol packing. She was with the Harvey Milk thing. The child molester who was murdered in San Francisco. He was Harvey Milk. And Dianne Feinstein was there. She was the mayor there. No, she was a councilwoman there, I think. And she was there when this guy came in and murdered him. And since then, she pistol packs. Yeah. Not for you. Oh, no, she doesn't want you to pistol pack. Oh, no. She wants only her to pistol pack. Which brings me to the gun show business. We had a really good turnout for the gun show here in Marysville, Yuba City. It's just like... we did over in Solano County. So New California's out representing. It was good. It was all good in the hood. And turned out to be quite the days, actually. So we're pretty happy about that. But I want to get back into this whole thing. Isn't it odd that all these people are in the same place? And look at the havoc they're wreaking around the world. And now you got a changeover of the command structure for the California GOP. I'm choking. I wonder what could possibly go wrong in that scenario. What do you think? By the way, we're going to be opening up the phone lines in the next hour. Area code 215-867-8255 is the phone in. Area code 215-867-8255. You should be able to get in. That's in the third hour, so we got about another 20 minutes or so left. So what could possibly go wrong with all these San Francisco treats? Well, it's this stuff like, of course I'm setting you up, because there's another story you can't resist on this about the Green Revolution. And check it out on Agenda 21 Radio. We also have the story on the New California State website. But listen to this story. For all of you cow farters out there, and all of you who love cow farts. Right. Cow farting. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she loves cow farts. Listen, she's a secret admirer of flautists. Flautists. Flates? Floats? Flouts? Flates? Flautists? Not flotus like first lady. No. Flautus. Farty. Cow farty. She's obsessed with cow farting. She's the cow fart queen. Okay. And now, what is it that they're obsessed with? Now, this is kind of interesting, because we get into the conversation about carbon and methane. And, of course, we all know that methane comes from cow farts only, right? There's no methane in the environment naturally. And, of course, we had some big bad scenarios about methane that comes out of the ocean. How do you stop that? Methane naturally bubbling up from the bottom of the seafloor because it's manufactured there. I can't imagine why. You know what happens is that you have all these various organisms that live in the ocean. Plankton, phytoplankton, right? Phyto meaning photo. Shocking. They actually photosynthesize, and they create oxygen from their photosynthesis. Now, those of you that do not know the fundamentals of photosynthesis, well, let me explain it to you. Basically, it's taking in something, a molecule called carbon dioxide. Now, I'm getting heavy here. I'm getting really, really heavy here. We're involving chemistry. I hate it when this happens. Remember, I said I would love to invite to my chemistry class anytime we could do Al Gore, Barack Hussein Obama. We could have Ocasio-Cortez there because she's clearly doesn't get it. And we could have, look at this, Gavin Newsom, Jerry Brown, just to mention a few, right? And perhaps the entire legislature of California. They could all come too. I can handle it. I can handle 300-400 people in a lecture hall. I can do it. I'm a three-hour man, they say. I know there's people laughing right now. That's an inside joke. Someday we'll explain it to you. But I could do that. And we could have a discussion about, say hallelujah, brother, carbon. The element carbon, which gives you cow fart. Well, you know, cows chew on their cud for a reason. Just ask Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. No, it's not Ocadio, it's Ocasio. We'll be back.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, so the California Queen, Ocasio Cortez, would feel very comfortable in California, right? Right. And her counterpart, Patterson, from the GOP, president, very, very comfortable in California. It says, listen to this. This is what California farmers have to deal with. California dairy farmers must buy multi-million dollar cow manure digesters to comply with climate change law. This comes on the heels, of course, what we're talking about with San Bernardino County. The central planners of California, the good communists that they are, have come up with, you got it, methane digesters. See, the ocean acts as methane digesters. This is what I was telling you about. When you have phytoplankton, they produce oxygen, phyto meaning photo, and then when they don't live long and they die and they fall to the ocean floor. And they produce methane when they start to rot, if you will. And that methane percolates. See, the biggest methane producer in the world is the ocean. Hello? Let's put a big cover on that. That's how stupid these people are. I'm sorry, I said that. This is, as the article goes, a D.C. clothesline. In September of 2016, California Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill to reduce greenhouse gas emissions to 40% below 1980 levels by 2030. It's only 18 years or 17 years from now. It says, Adam Ashton reports that from the Sacramento Bee that methane, a greenhouse gas like carbon dioxide, oh my God, oh no, carbon dioxide, builds up in dairy manure pits where farmers store waste for months until they spread it on the crops they grow to feed their cows. See, they actually spread it on their crops. You know, this is something I got to tell you. Those people, 150, 200, 5,000 years ago, they learned a lesson. They learned a lesson that, you know, not only do ring of repugnance grow around cow paths, but later on, those rings of repugnance turn into, well, full-on green spots. Shocking. Well-fertilized green spots. They figured out that those cowpats actually could, well, bring something back to the soil. And like a fertilizing cycle thing started to develop. You know, you could take the cow waste and spread it out on the fields, which, by the way, goes on to this day around the world. Yeah, it's a phenomena that's been going on for thousands of years. Yet the central planners from California, they know everything. They're going to eliminate those cow pats and those rings of repugnance. That's another biological term that goes along with cow pats, that goes along with methane production and goes along with fertilization. Now you're talking, right, Mr. Wiener? Should we call you Dick, Mr. Wiener? Anyway, the Sacramento Bee, oh, that methane, shocking. This is, listen, people around the world use the waste from cattle. They store it up. It's actually part of the byproduct that they spread around to get greener pastures, so to speak. It says, since agriculture accounts for more than half of California's methane emissions. What happens to the ocean? They don't care. Of course, the ocean doesn't mean anything about methane. Are you kidding me? It's kind of like that whole crazy, stupid idea about carbon. This makes it an obvious industry for the State Air Resources Board, the California Air Resources Board, to regulate as it tries to meet the new law's goals. Regulate it. The totally corrupt group of people in the California Air Resources Board. In order to comply with the new hoax law, new central planning hoax law, California's dairy farmers have to purchase expensive methane digesters, each costing several million dollars to convert the greenhouse gas emitted by the cow manure into a source of renewable energy. Sounds like solar panels to me. You know, if I was a cow, I'd be confused. Seriously. The digester covers the cow manure pit with a tarp. As the methane manure decomposes, methane lifts and becomes trapped under the heavy plastic. Several times a day, a small power plant connected to the manure pit draws down the methane and burns it in the same manner it would as a utility with natural gas. Shocking. Methane is... But what about the carbon? What about everything that's emitted from the natural gas? From the methane gas, right? Mm-hmm. Dara Moss, who's Reading-based Maas Energy Works, manages the digester in the Van Waterman Dam Air Dairy Farm. Enthused, we're generating clean power and we're destroying a greenhouse gas. You can't beat that, Moss said. Okay, this is the fallacy of all this stuff, isn't it? Of course, the cost of these methane digesters. One dairy farm received a grant for $800,000 from the U.S. Department of Energy and the California Energy Commission to purchase a digester that uses manure from about 1,400 cows to power about 400 homes when it's running at peak capacity. Now, I don't really mind that. That we're using it for power? No, that's a good thing, but foisting it upon everybody from the government, from the central plan. And by the way, the fines will be enormous for these people. It will put them out of business. What about these people who can't get the grants? That's another thing. You see, it's cronyism. But Mr. Moss, we'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yep. Okay, so listen, let's talk about a runaway legislature in California. And why it's so important for all of you in the nation, because whatever California does, you do, right? Again, you know, we try and tell you all that stuff. We try and tell you all that stuff that California is just running amok. It absolutely is. Now listen to this. We're going to be talking about this in the next hour. This is what we have in the California legislature. California legislature introduces 2,576 new bills for 2019. Last week alone, they introduced another 1,556. Wow. 1,556. It says, as a result, the total number of bill introductions for 2019 is a 2,576, 1,799 assembly bills and 777 Senate bills. That's it. Totally out the door. Goodbye. Thank you very much. Now, run down these totals. 2018 bill introductions, 2,177. 2017, 2,495. 2016, 1,993. 2015, 2,297. 2014, 1,930. And 2013, 2,256. Wow. See, they're getting close to that 2013 number. Well, they actually exceeded it. Okay. isn't that amazing? Just a little bit of California stuff for you. Just thought I'd share that with you. But this is from Katie Grimes, our very own Katie Grimes. So, yeah, this is the problem, isn't it? Do you think that's much of a problem for people to understand that one, folks? That this is a big problem? You got bills about firearms, agriculture, you name it, it's here. Bisexualism, air pollution, all in the same, well, stroke, right, Scott? I'm sorry, Scott. It's Richard. Breastfeeding, there you go. I wonder what Richard Neer would say about breastfeeding or bullying. Here's one. Cats and dogs. I hate it when this happens. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.